And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of October, 2009. It's the birthday of A.J. Liebling, Abbot Joseph Liebling, New York City, 1904, staff writer for the New Yorker magazine for many years, whose co-workers at the magazine said they often heard him laughing in his office over his own stuff, who was known to stay up all night at the office pounding away at the typewriter, and in the morning he would give himself a bath in the sink in the men's room. A.J. Liebling, who wrote about food, about journalism, about boxing, author of the book Between Meals and Appetite for Paris, and who covered World War II, writing about day-to-day life among the soldiers. He later wrote about the war years, "The times were full of certainties. We could be certain we were right, and we were. And that certainty made us certain that anything we did was right, too. I have seldom been sure I was right since. I know that it is socially acceptable to write about war as an unmitigated horror, but subjectively at least, it was not true. And you can feel its pull on men's memories at the maudlin reunions of war divisions. They mourn for their dead, but also for war." A.J. Liebling, who said, "Cynicism is often the shame-faced product of inexperience." It's the birthday of Terry McMillan, born Port Huron, Michigan, 1951, author of the novel Waiting to Exhale, one of the first novels to portray middle-class African-Americans who don't have to struggle against racism or poverty. Terry McMillan, who said, "I don't write about victims. They just bore me to death. I prefer to write about somebody who can pick themselves back up and get on with their lives." And today is Alaska Day, commemorating the formal transfer of territory from Russia to the United States in 1867, a legal holiday in Alaska. State employees get the day off. Children get out of school early. Many businesses take the day off, and there are parades and a flag-raising ceremony, like the one that took place on this day at Fort Sitka 142 years ago. Gold was discovered in Alaska in the 1890s, and it became the 49th state in the Union, admitted in 1959. It is the largest state in the U.S., 663,000 square miles, the least densely populated, and its median household income ranks fourth in the nation after Maryland, New Jersey, and Connecticut. It was in 1968 they discovered oil, the far northern part of Alaska, at Prudhoe Bay, and the Trans-Alaska Pipeline was completed in 1977 and began to pump oil. The area near Prudhoe Bay has since become the largest oil field in the United States. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, "Autumn Waiting." Cold wind, the day is waiting for winter, without a sound. Everything is waiting. Broken down cars, in the dead weeds, the weeds themselves, trees. Even sunlight is in no hurry and stays for a long time on each cornstalk. Blackbirds are silent and sit in piles from a distance. They look like something spilled on the road. Autumn Waiting, a poem by Tom Hennen from Looking Into the Weather, published by Westerheim Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.